B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Number 15 on the charts this week in 1986.
Gotta go, Josh. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Fowla.
Easy Lover yesterday was on the charts.
Sure was. Oh,
God, can we nail it or what? So to Phil, nice weather. We're getting
time
there.
On a Friday.
God, we haven't had a Yacht Rock Friday yet. That's still far off. I think that's May, mid-May. Start thinking about Memorial Day, what your plans are going to be. Is the boat in the water yet? All that stuff. What's cave traffic going to be like, huh? What do you think cave traffic's going to be like this year, McCone? Quite strong?
Yeah, it's going to be slammed
strong,
this year.
Strong.
Yeah, be careful. Cape's a hot spot right now.
Got all kinds of emails on the Bruins situation.
Tons of calls, too.
Jeez. Calls, emails. Let's get to Jay in Providence. His email says it's over for Rask. Huh. Swayman played excellent against very good competition, and now it's an easy decision to make. Put Rask on long-term IR and use his money for a forward with term, or just save it and keep him away from the team. Rask's inability to post when he's needed, whether it be due to an off-ice situation or injury, the fact is he is not reliable. Now he's 34 with a bad back, and it makes it an easy decision that doesn't require a lot of thought.
True.
This year is gravy for Swayman regarding getting important starts. Save yourself the $7 million of Rask's money and go get a veteran backup if needed for Swayman. Bye, Tuca. You can now go golfing with your buddies without anybody caring at all. Jay in Providence. Taylor says, I think you're speaking too soon about the goalie. What did you say about Cam after two games? Let's see what Swayman does in a month's time.
That's a good point. You're all in Cam.
He's got me there.
Hardy wanted to give him $30
million. Ben in Weymouth says, happy finish strong Friday and a belated birthday to you, Beetle. And I'm going to just add in, he's wishing Fowler a happy birthday, too. He says, I'm with T-Blades. Don't let the door hit Rask on the way out. Even though he had the asterisk of a family issue last year, it wouldn't be the first time this guy has let down the Bruins or even the Finnish team in the Olympics. Yep. He says, ride the Swayman train with the young guys. Young guys, let's go, yes. Bees. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather, Ben, in Weymouth. Yes, Swayman is the man.
A little sway in your pants.
Sway train.
Sway train. Get on the sway train. Swayman. Swayman, so hot.
That's Swayman. The position you get excited about a young guy in this league. As much as you loved good center, like your number one center. Like you remember when Sagan and Taylor Hall came out?
How about like David Pastrnak?
Yeah. Yeah, him too.
McAvoy.
That's a good point too.
I'd be more excited about those players than I am a goalie.
Yeah, but I mean like if you find your goalie of the future, as good as we've been, you know, you've had basically two goalies here. You know, you think about Tim Thomas and Tuca.
We were looking
through the good stretches.
Rip off the Band-Aid, go with Swayman.
We were looking at Donato's exam schedule, remember?
Oh, my God.
He was still at Harvard.
Oh, yeah. Well, he turned out to be such a
great player.
That's
right. He was still at the still taking classes with his full uniform on at Harvard. Yeah.
Wearing his jersey on game days.
Standing in line at the cafeteria. Yeah. Wearing his game jersey.
Wearing his Letterman jacket.
My kid wore his game jersey today. A lot of green jerseys today. The elementary school. Game day this week, first game Sunday.
Wait, so the kids that are his age wear the jerseys to school like high school kids do?
Yep. It's tight. It's a tight one. It's a tight one. Oh, it's going to be interesting getting those pads on Sunday.
Oh.
I said, you want that tight, man. You want them grabbing the top of it. Yeah. That's how kids cheat. get to grab the jersey. Can't grab his jersey. Love it. Slip right through.
You're going to grease him up before you get
Hell yeah. No, no. I have WD-40 and I spray the outside of the shirt.
Of course you do.
On top. Just on top on here. Because they can't.
Of course you do. How's that smell?
Now you wash it. Smells actually quite nice. I loved it. I'll spray it. It's like I go to a gas station and I just put the windows down to smell the gas.
WD-40 does not smell like gasoline.
But it's good. Like that. You get that. You get acetone. Yeah. I love acetone. Takes all the gook off the front of your car or, you know, the helmet, all the sticky tape, cleans it right up.
Explains a lot.
It's like going in the nail salon.
How often do you sniff glue?
I love nail salons. I go get my feet done.
Really?
Yeah. Get in there. Start passing out. Start getting lightheaded after about 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
We had a lot of paint chips as a kid.
So I love to huff. It's the best. What? Brian in Wisconsin. What do you have for us, Brian?
Hey, three things. Number one, McCone's updates. He's got the Red Sox score wrong. It's 7-3, not 4-3.
Whatever. They won.
Time attempt was also 138 the last time.
What did he say? 38?
Oh, he 138.
Second of all, do you think Hardy's going to be able to wear his slacks that he got from Lenny? Did he get them yet?
He did not get the slacks yet. He's been looking for them. He's been looking for Lenny.
All right. And last but not least, Swayman's got a brother. I don't know if he's older or younger, but does the kid play quarterback? Thanks.
No.
Okay.
I didn't like that call.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking. So you said 138. You should have had 1138 in the text.
Time and temp, and he got the time wrong.
I really said 138?
Yeah.
Ugh.
The APD came down.
Why are you so stupid when you have to read stuff?
I don't know. Well, that wasn't even written. There's a lot of moving parts with time and temperature that people don't understand.
We could get Mike O'Brien back in here real quick.
It's
a very, a lot of Denver Nuggets.
A lot of moving parts. Yep.
Mike O'Brien he struggles reading too. Man. What is it with these update guys?
He's going to be saying it's two
Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets and Jeff Passan.
Go to ISIS.
Oh, that was
go to ISIS,
Clashing.
Yeah. Kids, when you're, yeah, go to ISIS.
Clashing's good for 12 flubs a show. It's
go
great.
To ISIS.
Yeah, Clashing, another weirdo. How was he last week?
Adam's in Westford. He's got a Patriots thought today for us. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
What's up? Go Terps.
Hell yeah.
Fear the turtle.
Yeah, so my question is regarding Patriots draft. I've been seeing all these mock drafts, and it looks like every mock draft is just different. And then my thing is, like,
they're all different from one another.
Do you think Patriots should go defense 15?
Yes, absolutely. You know why? Because Bill nails that pick, whether it's Wilfork, Mayo, Chandler Jones, Hightower. Ty Warren, Seymour. Now Seymour, top 10 pick. But Bill nails the defensive pick in the first round. McCourty, 32, nailed it.
Dominique Easley
took a chance.
No, I know.
Should have been a top 10 pick.
He's the outlier. He is.
Not Bill's problem. He's an a-hole.
I don't think that was his issue. His issue was he had bad knees.
He was a jerk too. He didn't want to be with the team. He had the opportunity to be with the team. Super. He declined. Yeah. I'm good. Just give me my money.
No, trust me. They hit way more than they missed in that round.
And that's why I say you give him a top 15 pick, he's going
to
nail it.
That's why I say just stay in the first round. Please don't go to that second round. Right. Let's just stay out of that thing.
Right.
I'd take a pass on that until the end of time. Sean in Hyde Park. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I know we have trouble drafting wide receivers in the first round. But I don't know if you guys have taken a look at Kadarius Toney. The kid is explosive. Reminds me a lot of Devontae Adams. Could be a real replacement for Edelman. And I think also in the second round, go after his quarterback, Trask.
Yep,
you want to call the Sunday morning football show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Correct?
We start doing
it. Might not take your call, but yeah.
We start doing these calls. Does Soci have that much content?
Yes.
That he doesn't have time for calls. That's impressive.
This is going to be our thing now. We tell them to call that show, even though that show doesn't take calls.
I might start tweeting early in the morning on Sunday.
Maybe we'll take it.
What time is that show on?
You want to talk about third and fourth round draft prospects?
What time are we on? 10 o'clock?
Second round. You want to call the Sunday football show.
10 o'clock Sunday?
That's what we want. Yep.
10 o'clock? I'm going to start tweeting early Sunday morning. People, call the show.
No.
Inundate the show with calls.
Will anyone even pick up the phone?
It's only me back here, so probably not.
I want you to call as many times as you can. Call from church. Call from brunch. Call from Parker's Pub as you're getting ready to watch the last round of the Masters. Last round of the Masters.
I learned yesterday. I think you've probably told me this in the past, but the Zoe Burger at Parker's Pub.
Yes, it's specifically designed by me. You have one there in your hand.
What do we have here? What do we have here on this burger?
Well, we're excited today because Parker's Pub has brought lunch again, folks. They have the best wings around. They serve them in wood bowls.
So you went with bacon.
A brioche bun. Bacon.
A brioche bun. A little mushroom and onion on there?
Mushroom and a caramel. It's a caramelized onion.
It's not
a raw onion. It's like that sweet caramelized onion.
They have a burger named after you.
Yeah.
That's how good of a customer you are. That must be what it is.
I'm there all the time, TJ.
I hope you TJ's pay the when man. You go there.
He knows
hope
I do.
You pay your bill.
He does a good job complimenting
me,
too.
Hope you tip well.
Yeah.
Why does it taste like WD-40?
Well, it tastes like this, yeah.
Because so wanted to have it feel authentic, like you just come from a football game
exactly.
Where you sprayed down his kids with WD-40.
It's not mustard, it's nail polish.
Nail polish.
He loves acetone, like you wouldn't believe.
A burger with a brioche bun dipped in acetone.
Oh, man, I'm just looking to see what if Sosi has been tweeting anything about what's coming up on the Sunday show. No, nothing yet. Nothing yet, but you can always listen to Bob Sosi's podcast, The Gridiron and Beyond.
You can also follow the show on Twitter.
Where can we find that?
On Twitter.
Yeah, what's the handle?
I know. SunFootball985.
SunFootballShow.org.gov. Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Nailed it.
Joe Kim. Taekwondo.
Chop. More on the Patriots and more on the Bruins. Red Sox, some items there, including they're now above 500. And Milligan's Island is out here peacocking today about how great his baseball team is.
I got something up my sleeve for him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, more on that coming up and some other baseball items as well that you may have heard about the last 24 hours. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zulak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I bet you didn't even expect to be eating crab legs for lunch.
I did not. Take a peek at this. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at the size of these things. I mean, Parker's Pub. Little joint in Rentham. They care about food.
They care about people.
They care about people. And he said, Masters weekend, come in for wings and beer specials. But again, I mean, crab legs.
Come in to see Zoe because he never leaves.
Where do you get these? I mean, it's unbelievable.
You get them in a restaurant, but it's just they make them pretty good there.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Suck the juice right out. Oh, my God. Thanks, TJ. Parker's Pub. Appreciate it.
Zoe's like, oh, my God. Giant platter of crab legs. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You ever heard a George Brett story?
Oh, yeah.
We got great. We should play the audio. Crab legs.
We don't need to do
that. He was at a casino, and his friend had to meet him because he got in the elevator and bring some hot towels and change of shorts.
What was the name of the receiver the guy just called about last segment? I don't even remember.
Darius Toney.
Don't really care. Darius Toney.
Darius.
Adarius.
Adarius.
Kadarius.
Kadarius. Yeah, Kadiver. Kadire. Michael Kadire.
Kadarius Toney. Kadarius. Yeah. Toney, Toney, if you're looking for it. They're calling him like the human joystick 2.0.
Yeah.
Louth comes down the hall during the break.
What he said?
He's out on him. No, no, I don't want that guy.
Of course
you've watched film on him.
You know who Louth was in on?
You want to call the Sunday football show?
Trevor Price he was in on. He goes, oh, what's
Taylor Price or Trevor Price?
Taylor Price.
Taylor Price.
His name was. I forget the damn
Taylor
name.
Price is who you're thinking of.
Louth was like, this guy's good.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not.
Red Sox got a win yesterday.
Sure
the Red Sox are 4-3, and there are things to watch on a daily basis with that team now that are exciting and fun for me. Granted, I'm still into baseball. A lot of people are not. I get it. A lot of people are done with it.
Sure.
I'm not. Tyler's not done with it over there. He's in here all excited today, tweeting in all caps, celebrating the Red Sox. Positive developments yesterday. Eduardo Rodriguez came back and pitched 5 innings, and I thought he looked respectable, given that you've got to understand the last year that he's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Between COVID and myocarditis and then dealing with the tired arm coming back and the workload. There's been a lot of questions about what the hell he's going to be. And yesterday I thought was a good start. I'll take yesterday as a positive development for starting pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez, who gets the win with his 5 innings of work yesterday, giving up 4 hits. And he didn't walk anybody, which I see as a huge positive for him.
He also didn't walk a single batter during spring training.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What are you looking at over there, Zoe? You're like
chiming in whenever he wants to.
Great. I love it.
I know.
We got a Red Sox guy on this show.
So they've won what now? 4 in a row?
Yeah. They've won 4 straight.
So I want NBC Sports Boston to get a good look at my guy, Tyler.
Yeah.
Who I dig. And you know, it's when I dig someone, I kind of go all in. Red Sox have won 4 in a row. If they get this to 10, guess who's going to let me shave his beard live on air? Tyler. We're going to clean him up. Looking like Alan from The Hangover back there. Not when Alan looks good. We're going to shave it all. Taking it off. He's worried about his chin. Said he doesn't have a dominant chin. How's your chin?
Dominant chin. Little
chin music. Little baseball talk.
He's got a weak chin.
Strong chin? He doesn't have a strong chin.
He's not a strong chin.
Very weak.
Okay. Weak chin.
You may get a chin implant out of this.
Listen, if someone wants to donate, Tom's seen it.
How many... Wow, that sounds dirty. Tom has seen my chin. What?
Tommy. It's real weird back there sometimes.
All of them.
Oh, Jesus. So he's getting choked out, huh?
You put him on a leash?
Different choke.
Spit on him. Oh, I'm the bad guy? That was too far? Oh,
that was That's in poor taste, McComb.
Why don't you say the other one, but keep going, McComb. See if he'll ever be back in.
What else happened?
Oh, McCone crossed the line? Like, come on.
Shocker, you know the details of this, McCone. Freaking pervert. You're a freak. People are tweeting in like you're a freak.
It was in his DMs. What do you want?
Oh, my. No, there is a segment of our audience who know exactly what the hell we're saying right now, and there's a segment that are saying, what are these idiots talking about?
We can't.
I bet it's split right down the middle, like a 50-50.
Oh, we're sorry we've been out on this for so long.
Yeah, we're late to the party.
We'd have been all over this.
If you want to call it that. Matt Andrees still hasn't had a clean inning, by the way. Still waiting for that, Tyler. But Garrett Whitlock. Remember the name now, Zoe. What's the name?
Jason Whitlock.
No, Garrett Whitlock. He's wearing number 72.
Yep, blown out arm. Former Yankee.
He's got a he's a Tommy John success story. The guy still looks great. Oh, my God. This guy is what a find.
Rule 5.
Rule 5 guy.
Love those guys.
Maz spent time talking about him with Alex Cora on the
podcast.
The preseason baseball hour podcast.
Right.
Which, by the way, is really good, and I suggest you go listen to it at 98.5thesportshub.com. I bet that's even Tyler approved.
100%.
Right? It was really good. It was a really good interview.
And on Matt Andrees, yes, it's been rough, but he did teach Garrett Whitlock how to improve his changeup.
Oh, stop
That's been the story of camp.
Stop it. Tyler, I'm not giving Matt Andrees credit for Garrett Whitlock.
If Whitlock
I will not do it.
Tyler, what would you do if you saw Cora on the street?
I'd be nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'd wave. I'd shake his hand. I don't know. I don't want to be weird.
Nervous? Nervous about what?
What are you nervous about?
Alex
Cora.
Oh, my God. It's the manager of the Red Sox. Capital letters. Not a clown.
That is true. Tyler texted me yesterday upset he wasn't here to take Carrabba's phone call.
Just called out of the blue. That's how we roll.
You're nervous about Carrabba's?
I have a lot of respect for him. He's done a lot of good
things. Do you know the history there? Do you know who had him on the radio first?
Yeah, first show ever? To ever have him on?
Yes.
This one.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
We said we need to get younger with baseball.
How many games will the Red Sox need to win in a row before you allow Zo to shave off the beard? What's the number?
Six more.
I won't even go 10. Give me 7.
I think 7's a much more fair number.
Agreed.
But are we counting...
I said
these
give him
four already, yeah. Three more games?
100%.
Oh, wow. That's him.
Three more, and I'm there.
And there, listen, we're talking Orioles here.
Like, I'll go to CVS and buy new Clippers. The wall, right?
WAHL. Nice.
Look at those.
All right, so if they win 7 in a row and they go to 7-3 through 10 games, you're going to let Zoe shave the beard.
Yep.
100%.
Any blade on it? No. Not a 1, not a 2. We're going base. Raw blade.
Whatever Zoe wants to create, however he wants to shave it.
I want you baby smooth.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I might get a Gillette Flexiball and shave it with some cream on it.
Well, stay hot, Red Sox.
Stay hot, baby.
Stay hot.
That'll get me rooting for him.
Now you've got an interest.
Now I have an interest.
You're in now.
Thank you, Tyler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very good. 617-779-0985. Go back to some of your calls. We got more on baseball coming up as well. Interesting day in the league yesterday. Not Red Sox stuff. Brandon in Boston on Cam Newton. What do you got, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I want to talk about Cam Newton and Tom Brady. Let's talk about Cam Newton. The bashing of Cam Newton has to stop. Let's talk about no training camp. Let's talk about no preseason games. Let's talk about COVID. Let's talk about working with peanuts. All right? Let's talk about Tom Brady, all right? When he had that wild card game against the Titans, lost 20-13, scored no touchdowns, one interception, and let's talk about Cam Newton with no opt-outs. I mean Cam Newton with the opt-outs and Tom Brady with the plays. He played horrible in that game. And you don't brass Brady, but you want to bash Cam Newton.
We don't bash Brady,
please.
Okay. So you think it's unfair to bash Cam and not fair? There's no comparison, right?
Bash Tom Brady. How did he play that wild card
Brady
game?
Brady knew it. Ain't no, they were dead in the water, Brandon.
What did he do?
He knew.
He threw no touchdowns, one interception. What did he do, really? Tell me.
Who's the tight end?
Tom Brady. He played sucky. He inherited a good Bucks team, and Cam Newton was working with peanuts. Be real.
Okay. And there's a sick part of it where I kind of – hope he's the guy week one with a fully loaded offense just to see what happens in front of a packed house. Let's go. Let's roll. Can't wait. How do you think it's going to go, Beetle? He's going to come out hot?
He might be okay.
Full camp.
I think he's going to look great?
Full camp now, you know?
I think people are forgetting that Cam's
hurt.
Never been... His calling card has never been that he's an accurate passer.
Well, not if you're a stat guy and you look at the completion percentage.
So his baseline is lower from a passing perspective than someone like Brady. It is. Yeah. And then when you deal with multiple injuries that impact that throwing.
Sure.
Well, you don't have the room for error that another guy might have. And that's why I think it looked really bad at times last year. Even with peanuts. Sure. Yeah, he had peanuts.
I go off what we watch and what we see. And that's what we comment on. So if anybody thought it was good, then you're crazy. You're crazy based on even the contract they signed it back to. If they're convinced he's the starter, he doesn't get 3.5 only guaranteed.
Listen, Cam had flashes last year where he looked really, really good.
Yeah, listen to our commentary week two.
Absolutely did.
He looked phenomenal in Seattle.
He had flashes in the middle of the season, even post-COVID. Where he looked really good for a series or two.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden you say, oh, look at where'd this come from? Cam looks great on some of these throws.
Yeah.
Listen, consistency separates good players and bad players.
It does.
Consistency separates the really good guys from the all-time greats. It was not consistent.
That's all you want. Don't make the same mistakes you made over and over. That's what he did. Correct those.
I'm just tired of people thinking that some of those really good stretches can turn into he will be that guy 100% of the time with another year and guys around him. I don't believe that. That's what I don't believe.
Right.
So I think there could be better options for the Patriots between now and the draft and between now and the season.
I think that's what they believe.
And I, exactly.
Or else you wouldn't get the narrative they're not done yet at the position.
He'd also have a better contract if they really believed in him.
Right.
But they don't.
That's it. All you have to do is look at the contract and look at the spin that came out after they signed him. It's good to sign him, but we're not done yet at the position.
Okay. Headlines here with McCone. A couple of items on Trevor Bauer and the finish in the Mets game yesterday. We'll get to those next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the slider in there, strike three. Hit him.
A strike, but he didn't move, and Don Mattingly is going to come out and argue the call with the home plate umpire Ron Culpa.
The ball hit him and it was going to be a strike.
Yep.
So Michael Conforto gets a game-winning RBI by sticking his elbow into the pitch from Anthony Bass, and the Mets rally for two in the bottom of the ninth, and only now can they fully celebrate as the umpires say that the game is over. What a bizarre way to end the game.
Yeah, it's for my people in the streets, and this thing right here.
Sounds a little different because it's the clean version. We're on radio.
Yeah.
Earl Simmons, better known as DMX, passed away today at the age of 50, as confirmed by his family. There were some
DMX is not his real name.
Premature reports of his demise last night, but unfortunately, today's reports are directly from his family.
Terrible.
He's passed away after I think dealing with some issues over the last couple of weeks and suffering a heart attack is part of that. And today he passed away at the age of 50.
Awful.
Yeah. Bad news. Bad news.
Shut him down.
Do we have the old X DMX gonna
give
clips?
It, give it to you. That?
You asked me to do DMX.
Yeah.
The DMX voice, like, what, 6 years ago?
X going to give it
a long
to
time
you
ago. Wonder if they're dated in the system.
You nailed it.
So, oh, yeah. We can do a DMX for you.
Yeah.
But shut him down.
I could have been one of those guys on stage that just drops in like a those one word.
You
things.
Sure could have.
Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. The cat, the dog. How you gonna see it if you're living in the fog?
It's good.
X gonna give it to you.
What? Do we have a date on that? It's gotta be like 6 years ago now.
16, I'm gonna say. 16.
2016.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 2015.
Let's go to your calls.
Why not?
In a moment. We will get to get to something on Trevor Bauer in a moment, but how about the finish to that Mets game yesterday?
Unbelievable.
Lean into it, Dorn. Take the ball.
Yeah, problem with that is that you leaned in, and you leaned in over the plate.
It wasn't that bad. You slow it down.
Are you serious?
You slow it down, you see it. It wasn't like Jeter standing over the plate when he used to get hit. Right, Tyler? Come on. Remember Jeter used to hang over the plate?
Ron Culpa was the umpire yesterday, and he admitted right after the game in the pool report, here's what he had to say. He said, what happened? And he said, the guy was hit by the pitch in the strike zone. I should have called him out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's as simply put as it can be. That's it. He said it right away. He screwed it up.
That's great for the Mets, though. What a win.
And this is where review has its limitations. The only thing you can review there is whether or not the batter was hit by a pitch, and you cannot review
the human element of what his strike zone.
You can't review the lean over the strike zone. How stupid is that? Why is that not reviewable if you're going to be able to, if you're allowed to review, and I'm sure that's what Don Mattingly was pissed about.
I think this is easy.
If you guys go look at this, what are you looking at?
Okay.
And I get it. You know what? It was worth a review anyway, just to see if he was hit by the pitch.
Right.
Because I watched it at full speed, and I had the volume down the first time I saw the clip, and I said, did he even get hit by the pitch? Is that what the argument was?
This is this falls under the realm of, are you over the bag on second trying to tag the double play where you really don't tag the bag? They just slide in the baseline or not? There's not a hard line, meaning, okay, we know what the home run rule is now. There's a definitive part of the wall. There's paint there. You could see it. There's a foul line. You could see what the foul line is. You could go to review, was the ball in or not? Did it hit the line or not? This is the human element of the strike zone.
How cheap is that, though?
It's a cheap
leaning
way.
Into a
it's
pitch
cheap.
Over the strike zone.
It's cheap. It's gamesmanship. It's part of the stuff you
cheap.
You got to take. That's when you got to take on the chin.
Crap bag Mets. I'm rooting against them now for everything.
Oh, Jesus.
You Mets.
How about the bat flip on his first hit of the season, though?
Who cares? I don't care about bat flips. Gorgeous. Bat flip all you want.
Gorgeous.
You hit one into the third deck, you get to bat flip.
See, in real time, it's close. In real time, it's close.
Cheap. So cheap. It's not close.
Tyler,
weigh in.
Definitely was on the cheaper side. I agree with you there. But if a couple
look
days ago,
look at how far he puts his elbow out.
Hold on,
but with the Red Sox game the other day, there was a situation just like this where it was obvious the guy didn't get hit. They went to replay and they said they couldn't figure it out.
I want the elbow pads gone, by the way, in the sport.
A lot of people are calling for that.
I want all of them gone. No more elbow
Barry
pads.
Bonds. It's Barry Bonds.
No more elbow pads. They're not allowed. What do you need an elbow pad for? What is that for? Tell me what that's for.
So you can lean out in front of the plate and get hit.
What is the purpose of your elbow pad?
I don't know. McCone, you have knee pads?
Thank you for trying to derail us. Thank you. What's that for? That's for one thing. That's for one thing. That's for padding up the elbow to take a pitch right off the elbow, which is what he did. Ban the elbow pads. In all your rule changes in this sport, that's the thing that should go. No more pads. Mm. You don't need that. For one thing and one thing. This was the old Don Baylor move, I believe. Don Baylor used to do this a lot. Throw his elbow out over the plate and take one off the arm.
That's a good move.
Conforto's one of those guys, too. He's always near the top of hit by pitches.
Yeah, let's take his elbow pad away. And by the way, I can't wait to see someone go up and in on him now going forward. This is now fun. This is baseball.
It's not like he plays for the Astros.
This is baseball. Yeah. So what? You don't think they're going to go after him now?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think they're going to try and put one in his rib cage?
High fives. High fives for everyone.
Hope you wear your flak jacket today, Conforto.
When are they back at it today?
This series is over, right? Yeah. This is the last game of the series. So when we have to look and see when these two teams play again.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one.
I have to see when they're back.
Well, you get mad at the player, you get mad at the ump.
I mean, the ump made a mistake, you know, and it from his perspective at full speed, he's trying to watch the pitch and watch the strike zone.
In real time, that's tough on him, and you hear that.
It's not easy.
He
fully admitted right away after the game, I got it wrong. I blew the call. So I don't want to harp on him all that much. He blew a call. That's part of the game. But if you're going to go to review, can we at least review what the hell happened there?
Right.
We're going to take all this time before the end of the game. He has nothing to review but other than whether or not he got hit by the pitch. Also, Trevor Bauer is being investigated by Major League Baseball for having sticky balls. Multiple suspicious baseballs from Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer have been sent to Major League Baseball for inspection.
Multiple scrapes, scratches,
sticky balls,
and sticky substance on the balls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. The umpires in Bauer's start against the A's on Wednesday collected baseballs that he threw during the game.
What do you put them in, a hermetically sealed box?
According to The Athletic, their Major League sources say, yep, they were rounding up baseballs during the game. So they were looking for it.
Oh boy!
The balls had visible markings and were sticky and were sent to the league office for further inspection, according to sources.
Would they have a lead inspection guy for the NFL
and
there?
And for the first time in his life, Trevor Bauer has nothing to say. He's no commenting on the matter.
He's pretty outspoken.
What a fraud,
isn't he?
He talks about anything and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, please. He's got no comment this time? Not a thing to say?
It's under review. Can't touch it.
Oh, come on. Trevor Bauer has an opinion on everything under the sun. Not that there's anything wrong with that, except right now you've got to have an opinion, my friend.
Sure.
What's your opinion? What happened?
He What'd knows there's do? Proof.
Yeah.
Mets Marlins are back tomorrow at 1. Is that right?
Ooh.
I thought the series was over.
Day off today?
Back at
Are
it
they
tomorrow?
Playing again?
What? We have to check this now. I'll check in on that.
Yeah, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 1:10.
Oh, how about that? Are they in Miami?
No, in New York still.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, why would they get on a plane and go to Miami?
But they're off today.
Yeah, off today. Like the Red Sox.
It's like the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I think yesterday was their home opener.
Oh, so it was that scheduled. I got you. It's the rain delay date. That's why it's weird.
In case it snowed.
Oh, my. Great. So that was not the back end of the series. This is the start of the series yesterday. My mistake. I apologize. I was thinking it was Thursday. That's the end of the series. That was the start of it. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, 1:10. The Mets take on the Marlins. Mm-hmm. And DeGrom is pitching for the Mets. And it's Trevor Rogers for the Marlins. Nice. And when Conforto comes up, he's going to get it in the ribs.
Bench clearing brawl.
You might see that.
I hope.
Thank you for that correction. I appreciate that. Yeah. More to come on this Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. You want to talk sticky balls or anything to do with the review? What? What'd you say? You say something about McCone and his knee pads again? Is that what you did? Get rid of the elbow pads in baseball. Patriots stuff, Bruins with Swayman. All that's in the mix. More of your calls are coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Talk sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Review.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This brings back some memories.
Does it? We're taking you home on this Friday.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Phil Collins, take me home.
All you cool kids out there, listen to this. We go to the top of the hour, the 1 o'clock hour, fourth and final hour of the show coming up next.
So I just said, I had this album. I said, I believe it was No Jacket Required.
At this, Springsteen, Born in the USA came out, same time. Bryan Adams, Summer 69, because this is all my junior to senior year.
Mm.
Right in the heyday.
Yeah. The old heyday.
Yeah. Transferring into another school, all new friends.
Yeah. All that high school cheating you did down there. Someone sent me an email today of you playing in high school.
Did they?
I'd link to a YouTube video.
Impossible. Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Didn't have YouTube back then.
No. I don't know if they had film back then. Yeah, we had film.
Well, let me try and open this.
Old,
and
I have my old high school tape.
I hope it's not one of those links that McCone.
Yeah, I'm not clicking on
clicked
that.
On.
Why don't you let McCone click on it? He's stupid.
Oh, it's not a game. You know what it was in response to?
What?
You talking about the cows. It's the video from Tommy Boy, cow tipping, which is funny because Zoe and I had a Tommy Boy discussion off the air. thanks, Dale. Thanks for sending that along. I thought that was going to be a video of Zoe playing football.
That'd be great.
It's instead the video of cow tipping. Couple emails, though. Bob in Pittsfield says, what's up? Although Swayman looked great these last two games, I noticed flaws in his game, notably his angles. Hopefully he doesn't get exposed before they can work on this. He made the stops purely out of athletic ability, and thus it will not last. Also, go Minutemen, he says. Oh. Bob in Pittsfield, we're getting ready for a big championship game tomorrow night. UMass trying to become a national champion. This one from Ryan Queen, who says, subject line.
What will they do Swayman on campus, by the way, if they win the whole thing?
I don't know.
They might burn down
Amherst. I don't know what the vibe is during COVID.
I think you're a little cooped up right now. I'm ready to break out.
Yeah.
I'm ready to freak out.
So to follow that up about physical ability and raw athletic ability for Swayman, Ryan sends in the email. The subject line was, Swayman has cut the bleep up. Hey, Beetle, this dude is ripped. And then he sent shirtless photos of Swayman and shirtless photos of Tuca to compare the two. Oh, you need to see it now? Hold on. I have to find it. Hold on a second. I copy and pasted a lot of emails into one so we could read them on the air, but now I have to find it. I'll show it for you. There it is. Come here.
That wasn't from McCone?
Here it is.
Different pictures.
Take a look. Tell me if Swayman is cut up.
Jesus Christ.
I take that as a yes. And there's Tuca.
He looks like a model. Careful. They're putting what you put on behind you.
Oh, are they? Yeah. All right.
Was he naked?
No, he's just shirtless. He's out there. It looks like a screen grab from his Instagram account where he's out there fishing. He's got a big net in his hand.
Who was that got busted for looking at girls?
Catching trout. I don't know.
Is that Fred?
He's got a big salmon there.
He's got a big pink salmon. You get those king salmon.
You want
it nice and pink.
A rager. Yeah. So Swayman, athletic, built, all those things.
Plant-based.
Ripped. Plant-based.
I need to eat some plants.
Right. What is all this talk about keeping his weight down? I saw him at the podium last night. I'm like, this guy,
quick
you
on
see
your
him
feet.
On the ice, you can never really tell for sure with all the equipment on.
Yeah, he looks thin on the podium.
This guy doesn't have a weight problem.
No.
I have a weight problem. I know what a weight problem looks like, and that's not a weight problem. Please.
No.
Keep my weight down. Get the hell out of here with that.
Get him. He ain't going to wake him 180.
No, they wouldn't let him sign up.
Right.
Oh, I've got like 2% body fat. I got a weight problem. I got to go plant-based.
I want to be 1%. Stupid.
Jill writes in, talking about this Mets incident. Mm-hmm. Aside from the fact that I haven't seen that chicken bleep move since Little League with the kid that can't hit, everyone in New York can shut the hell up about the Patriots cheating. Just because you suck and can't win a championship, cheating or not, that nonsense is cheating. That's from Jill. She's fired up today. She's fired up at the whole city of New York and all of their sports fans. So take that. Ugh. What are you looking at over there? You okay?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Yeah, it's got a couple texts.
Let's talk to this guy, Paulie in the truck. Yesterday he told me UMass had no shot, and I said, hang tight. Let's see what they put together, and look what happened, Paulie.
Yeah, I said actually he got a better shot of seeing God. I guess God showed up last night. But I tell you, I went to bed after watching the Bruins game, and I fell asleep during the game. I landscape for a living, so I'm very tired. And that game didn't start till 9 o'clock. And after watching the Bruins and then switching over to that game, I was exhausted after 11 o'clock. The second period ended, and we were losing 2-1, and we were being outshot by a 3-1 ratio. They had less than 10 shots on net up to that point, so I said, I am exhausted. I probably wouldn't have made it anyway. I probably would have fell asleep and missed everything anyway.
Paulie, the overtime was a complete 180 of regulation. UMass kicked their ass like you wouldn't believe in overtime.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that for you. I'm glad for Tommy Doherty. I'm glad for the Virtue family. I'm glad for Johnny McCarthy and his son, Johnny McCarthy.
Ask Captain Name Dropper.
You know the McCarthy kid that used to play?
No, I don't think I do. I was going to say, ask the Virtues about a big brawl they had.
Yeah.
I think it was Quincy and what's the other team that was in that brawl?
Red Raiders.
Jordan was like 12 or 13. And your buddy was out there breaking up kids, the big brawl that was happening.
Jimmy grew up in Walpole. He was one of the best middle linebackers ever in the history of Walpole High. And Walpole has the best football program of all time in Massachusetts.
board. He's rooting for the Minutemen. He's rooting for the team as we now.
How many names did he drop yesterday? Six?
We'll take
seven
it.
Today.
We'll take all the support we can get. Everybody get on that bandwagon. Get on the UMass bandwagon
for this
weekend.
Let's go, Minutemen.
90 seconds, no commercials, McCone, and we're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.